morning, everybody. And tonight, we have game two of the Three Rivers Classic pitting the Robert Morris University Colonials against the Penn State Nittany Lions here at CONSOL Energy Center. I'm John Fitcher along with Vince Russo. Front pass to Wido, and it's stopped by McAdam on the stick side. Excellent save by the sophomore. Wido had a prime opportunity to put the Colonials up one.
What an excellent feed from Lynch there.
Tyson Wilson will go back to get it. He and John Ray out there, the defensive pairing for the Colonials, and almost an opportunity for Penn State. Casey Bailey, centering pass for Taylor Holstrom. They almost put it in. Bailey a shot, and we blocked in front by Wilson. In the slot, Bailey with a shot. There's a stop by Schaefer in the belly pad, and he will stop play. And that'll do it for Vince and I, but don't go anywhere. Kristen Kudlow will be with you in just a few minutes with the first intermission report on RMU Radio.
When these two teams go at it, it's a great game, and especially when you talk about how Penn State had almost 2 minutes in their offensive zone. The Colonials could not clear the puck right there. And if those are the situations that whenever you're looking back at it in the first period, if you continue that into the second, the third, that is where Penn State's going to get those opportunities to put the score up early.
Zach Lynch has Wado going towards the net. Lynch on the one-timer. He can't get it there. Quick shot by Jacklin, and McAdam will stop it. Best opportunity RMU has had all night, and McAdam gets the best of them. Getting attacked from all ends by shots coming from all over the place. Dorwitz for Rigotti. He'll be checked hard by Jensen. Puck will go back to Penn State, and they're going to call an elbow on Jensen.
5 minutes.
Wow.
RMU going to have a five-minute power play just like the first game. And
then Jensen's out of the game.
He is out as he comes out of the penalty box.
Wilson in the slots. Ferguson shot. Score! That's Brady Ferguson breaking the scoreless tie. Robert Morris takes the lead on the man advantage.
That's what we talked about, great puck movement. That extra pass hesitates, lets the defense make their move, then counters that move, able to get that first tally on the board, and that is huge, especially if they're able to hold on to that momentum.
Thompson and Gardner.
And if you Ray. Are able to tack one more on,
yeah,
you get
really.
Into a goalie's head.
Ray scores!
And they do!
They do it! Off the post on the stick side. Here's 2-0 with a minute left of the power play. The Colonials getting it done. Faceoff goes, and quick shot, they score! That's the freshman, Scott Conway, off the mishandling of the puck by Robert Morris, and 2-1.
Win a faceoff in your own zone, follow the shot, get to the rebound, and then just a beautiful bar down shot. Lifts it right over Schaefer on the glove side.
That will do it for the second period of play. Robert Morris 2, Penn State 1.
RMU's 7.50 conference percentage is fourth among the NCAA Division I team. Only Harvard, Michigan Tech, and Vermont have better numbers than these.
Dumps it, and it comes all the way around to Levins. Galletly ends up with it at the point. Through traffic, they score off the deflection from Daniel Levins, and the Colonials take a 3-1 lead.
That's just good old-fashioned getting that puck towards the net in traffic and having your guys in front with the awareness to get a stick down, a skate down.
6-on-5 for Penn State as they pull McAdam early with over 2 minutes left in this game.
Well, yeah, it's the difference between needing one
hard
and needing two.
Hard hit by Zach Saar. Shot in the slot by Goodwin. No one knows where it is. Golightly went down to block it. And coming up with it is Bailey, and he scores! With the empty net, the lead's cut down to one, and Bailey, what a miraculous move, stealing it from Golightly's pads and puts it behind Schaefer. Rob Mann for Zach Lynch. He's going to go for the net. Can they make it four? He does! Empty net goal for Zach Lynch, and that just might do it. It's 4-2 with 48 seconds to go. 5 seconds to go, and the Robert Morris Colonials, for the second time in 3 years, are going to the finals of the Three Rivers Classic.
We want to make sure really, really quickly that we thank Joe Hale, who made a lot of this technical stuff happen for us, who has kind of overseen us here as a student-run organization, a student-run radio station for Robert Morris University, and Ben Cole, our grad assistant. Could not thank him enough for the opportunities he's given us here to excel.
Your Colonials are going to the finals. Winners against Penn State 4-2.